The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The outlook is good for black-footed ferrets, North America's most endangered mammals, and only native ferrets, which are rebounding after near extinction, in part due to their ability to survive their youth. Wild ferrets live fewer than 5 years and cannot reproduce until about their first birthday. With such a short lifespan, just a slight improvement in the survival rate of young black-footed ferrets rapidly increases the population. No one really knows how many black-footed ferrets once lived in North America's prairies, but scientists believe the animals were once common and widespread until farmers began converting ferret homes on prairie lands to agricultural fields. To keep fields pest-free, people poisoned pesky prairie dogs and thus killed the prey and food source of the black-footed ferrets, inadvertently also killing them off. In addition, black-footed ferrets lost their lives to exotic diseases, such as the plague, which kills both ferrets and prairie dogs. Proclaimed extinct prematurely, the last 120 ferrets were discovered in 1981 after a Wyoming farm dog brought one home in its mouth. A captive breeding program begun in 1991 has successfully released ferrets into the wild in 6 states and Mexico.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.